T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AMP Radio.
Would you rather want your ex to move on with someone that looks like you or nothing like you? Just let that just simmer real quick. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text us at. And I bring this up because pictures just came out of Channing Tatum, who's now dating Jessie J. And the internet has spoken, saying, yo, she looks a lot like his ex, Jenna Dewan. Totally. We have the picture up on our stories at 97.1 AMP Radio. You can do a poll there as well. And then also, Drake's baby mama was recently spotted with like a bootleg version of Drake on a date.
She's got a style.
I saw that.
And, right? And people thought it was so actually funny. Drake in Paris after a concert.
He had like the same like beard cut, like haircut, beard shape.
Exactly. Homeboy went to the barber and said, yo, give me the Drake.
Yeah.
Straight up. Like, and some people on social media are like, yo, man, that's Drake's stunt double to play with his kid. It's like, oh, funny. Come on. That's what's up.
I feel like I've also seen Drake with bootleg versions of his baby mama, too. You know what I mean? Like, it's a fine line on that one.
They're going to the swap meet, La Pulga, real quick. What do you prefer? Be honest. Would you rather your ex move on with someone that looks like you or nothing like you? Chels, you've had quite a few exes.
Thanks.
I don't know about exes. Why? Just a few guys that she's hit up this year for dates.
Whatever. Well, okay.
Honestly, what would you rather have?
I would rather it be look completely nothing like me at all.
Nothing.
Yeah, because I think the minute that they look like you, it instantly goes to, are they the better looking version of myself or not? Like, for example, I actually dated a guy that looked so much like my ex. And that was like I remember when I first posted a picture of him on Instagram, everyone was like, oh, better looking version of the one before, right? That's like instantly where people go. That's so harsh. I'd rather just look completely different.
Okay, different for sure.
So I feel like I get that. And I feel like everyone's going to say that. So I'm going to try to spin it and say, what about this?
You would.
Well, I have to. Otherwise, we're all going to sit in here and agree. And that's not how you make radio. Like,
I don't agree.
High five. Let's get out. Hold on.
I think it's a compliment if somebody looks like
Listen,
me.
What I'm saying is this.
Right?
What I'm saying is, if I look back and, like, let's say my ex is dating a dude who looks like me, I know for a fact I'm still in her head. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I look at it like, you can't get enough, so now you're looking for my doppelganger.
Yeah.
And by definition, doppelgangers are always like a wonky version of you. So now I know you're settling. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm the original. You can't. Like, now you're going for a copycat. So I'm just going to move on with my life thinking that I'm the doper one. I'm not even going to get into research. That's where I got to cut it off, because I don't want to find out this guy's rich and stuff. Yeah.
You know I love mean? How
or
your
shoe
head
sizes.
Works.
Yeah. Listen, first of all, where else are you going to find this body on planet Earth that I have? Dad bod, these curves are unique.
Nowhere. Nuh-uh. You have to work for that.
Facial features. I think the only other person that comes close to me besides like my brother Eddie or whatever, Pauline, I think is comedian Mr. Bean. That's it.
Oh, yeah, you've said that before.
And that's it, man. So I honestly think it's a compliment. If they move on with somebody that looks like you, like Brian says, they can't get you out of their head. Mm-hmm. They're with
They're
them,
stuck.
But thinking of you.
They're hung up.
877-971-HITS. Shoot us a call or a text. What would you rather happen? Your ex moving on with somebody who looks like you or nothing like you? Brandon from Long Beach, good morning.
Good morning.
Brandon, would you rather your ex move on with somebody that looks like you or nothing like you, bro?
I'd rather them move on to someone that looks just like me so I can roast them and say they got a bad copy of me.
Okay. But what if they're better looking?
Yeah, there's no such thing.
See,
Chelsea, the key to maintaining this sort of like delusional, like you can't get me out of your head, is by doing zero research. You just have to move on with your life. Because like my ex moved on with a fitness dude. People said look kind of like me until he took his shirt off. And I was like, that dude has 19 abs. Let's not do this game.
It may look like you, but like the Compton swap meet version of you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a great value version.
Sam's Club.
Kirkland signature version. Hey, my man, appreciate you calling in, bro. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Thanks, guys.
Samantha, would you rather want your ex to move on with someone that looks like you or nothing like you?
Definitely nothing like me.
Why definitely?
Yeah.
Well, definitely because if he started dating someone that looks almost exactly like me, then I would know that he liked the way I looked, but there was something like really wrong with me otherwise.
Like you got a real problem with your personality.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, what the hell is like wrong with me?
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know, seeing him with someone that looks just like me would make me way more jealous. If I saw someone else that looked nothing like me, I'd be like, okay, he just has like a different type now.
Also, it's like, it's like a topic of conversation. I feel like I'd get in my head and be like, oh, you know, his friends realize there's a resemblance between us. And like, what are they saying? Are they saying she's the better version?
Exactly.
Did he upgrade or did he downgrade, right?
I mean, I know this is like such just like natural human instinct to be like comparative like this, but your ex is laughing his ass off if this is like the stuff you're torturing yourself with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we can't help it. You know what I mean?
It's you can try. Is there yoga?
Yeah, exactly. Chelsea, would you feel the same way even if you are the one that broke up with your ex and let him go? You would still compare yourself?
It is a little bit different, but yeah, I definitely would. You always compare the ex.
Always.
Thank you for calling in, and just know that you are the best version of anything that looks anything like you.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
She's like, I needed that.
What are texts saying, Chels?
The 949, we have nothing like me, ! Because if he wants me, no luck. He broke up with me, he don't deserve me.
Okay. Damn, that attitude. That's a flow right there. Put a beat on that at some point.
You got from the 562. Brian is the man, hit it right on the head.
Okay.
I mean, of course I'm going to read that one if you agree with me.
Let me really check if that came from your phone or some of the listeners.
562, homie, I haven't gotten that area code yet.
I don't see it on the text line, actually.
Of course you don't. This is an interesting point, though, from the 66. My ex-husband dated a girl that looked exactly like me, black hair, similar height. We even had the same type of glasses.
Oh.
His friends and family would tell him she looked just like me.
Awkward.
They lasted a few years and now he's with someone completely different. So if you think about it from that perspective, like, yeah, your friends may be saying like, oh, he's, you know, I wonder if it's a better version of you.
Right.
But his friends and family are like to his face going like, that looks just like your ex. And you know how awkward that is for that new relationship when she finds out that he looks like like the ex. Then she's like, oh, so who's better?
Humble's just like, yo, I got a type. And you it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm seeing is that it's split between male and female, right?
Mm-hmm.
More of the females that are texting and calling in, including Chelsea, saying, I don't want them to look anything like me. And the guys are like, yo, it's cool. It's a compliment. Can't get me out of your head. I get it. And it reminds me of this. When two dudes show up to a party wearing the same shirt or jacket, what do? You give each other props.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Yo, my man. Yeah, that's what's up, right? When two ladies show up to a party wearing the same dress, oh, immediately you go to your girlfriends and be like, oh, it doesn't even look good on her, right? It looks way better on me, right?
Or you just borrow a jacket from someone.
And I think that's interesting, though, that whole perception right there.
Also, women are being honest today and dudes are straight lying.
Bottom line.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1.
AM Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.